I wonder if you could make comment on the fact that in Islam we bury our dead. Is there a significance or religious significance about burying the dead rather than cremation? And why is cremation prohibited in Islam?
I think it is out of respect for human values. You see, what necessitated, what motivated the pharaohs and the people of that age to preserve the bodies of the dead? What was the idea behind? Islam was not revealed. It was surely human nature which is giving expression to its love for the dear ones, and it wanted them to be retained as much as possible in the same form. So that is why mutilation of the dead was supposed to be a heinous crime,
yes,
and a grave insult to those who the living relatives of a person killed in war, for instance. Now, that means it is a human expression, and Islam's teaching is in accordance with it, in harmony with it.
Yes.
So I think cremation is becoming more and more popular in the West, not because of its advantages over the burial, but because of two reasons. Number one, the society is becoming careless, less and less care. There is a growing separation between brother and sister and mother and child, etc., etc. Distance is increasing. So they do not care that much as they used to do in the olden days.
Yes.
And secondly, a question of economy. In lessening regard on the one hand and growing expenditures for the burial,
yes,
you see, the outcome would naturally be in the favor of cremation and to do away with it and let's get done with it. Huh? So I think that is the reason why. Yes. Otherwise, as I have expressed, I mean, explained myself, natural human evidence, as I have quoted oral history and other times, is that man wants to preserve the dead as far as possible, and it is considered more respectful to bury them and make a grave. And that is why the expression Christian burial, no?
Yes.
Why do you say Christian burial? You know, it's so much common here.
That's right. Yes. Are there any circumstances when cremation is permitted in Islam, such as disease, smallpox or something like this, that it would be dangerous?
Anything which is for the sake of the living, at the cost of the dead, as long as it is not clearly forbidden, would be permissible and welcome. Because life cannot be sacrificed for the sake of the death. Death can be sacrificed for the sake of preservation of life.
Yes, yes, yes.
So if that is the reason, there is no reason why it should be prohibited.
I see.
Yes.
Thank you.